The zebra mussel was first confirmed in the Berkshires in 2009 in Laurel Lake in Lee. Since then, the Commonwealth has formed a zebra mussel task force. The Department of Conservation and Recreation has published and distributed signage and information, and local cities and towns have done their part to control the spread of the animal. But this week, Governor Deval Patrick signed legislation that would strengthen the state's ability to enforce protections against the zebra mussel. Ed Lambert is commissioner of the Department of Conservation and Recreation.
This legislation will give us the teeth to promulgate some regulations that will allow for fines, particularly for folks who might knowingly flout rules or suggestions as to how we can prevent the spread of zebra mussels. So we're looking forward to having this additional tool in the toolbox, and we're going to continue to work on the education and awareness issue with local communities and boat monitoring and boat washing stations.
The new law will allow the DCR to establish an aquatic nuisance control program and will also make it illegal for contaminated boats to launch in Massachusetts without first being decontaminated. Zebra mussels can spread easily by hitching a ride on boats. The bill was first proposed by State Senator Benjamin Downing of Pittsfield.
You know, any effort that we can undertake to raise awareness around this problem, especially before the boating season this year, is well worth it and will have a real deterrent effect.
Downing took recommendations from the state's zebra mussel task force in crafting the legislation. Jim McGrath, part of that original task force and harbor master for the city of Pittsfield, said that the Berkshire's largest city took its own steps to watch for the mussels at its bodies of water open to boat traffic.
And that includes having boat ramp monitors at boat ramps at both Anoda and Pontusic Lake, as well as at Richmond Pond. We have a very comprehensive outreach and education message. But I think the most important thing at this point is to make certain that folks really understand the issue is still very much alive.
The mussels, which have no natural predators, are filter feeders and can deplete an ecosystem of vital nutrients. They can also clog underwater pipes, and their sharp shells are unwelcome on shorelines. Also involved with advocating for the bill was the Lakes and Ponds Association of Western Massachusetts. Jim Phillips is lake steward for the organization, and he said that the legislation is important because
they spread like a son of a gun.
Since their discovery in 2009, the mussels have been confined to Laurel Lake. Phillips says that they favor an ecosystem with a higher pH and more calcium, which is more commonly found in the western Berkshires than other parts of Massachusetts.
When we get to the eastern side of the Berkshires, we see the calcium amounts in the water drop off precipitously, and so the big concern is the Berkshires.
Zebra mussels have also been discovered further down the Housatonic River in the state of Connecticut, and they also remain a common nuisance in the Great Lakes region and across New York State waterways, including Lake Champlain. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau, at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.